Welcome to this lesson. We're going to build a DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 that feels right for jungle and old school DNB vibes. Think mixable, moody, and alive. Not just a pretty ambient opening, but something a DJ can actually blend into, while still giving you that classic breakbeat identity and a tease of the bass energy to come. If you're new to this style, the big idea is simple. The intro has two jobs. First, it needs to give a DJ clean space to beat match. Second, it needs to introduce the character of the track without giving away the whole drop too early. In jungle and DNB, that character usually comes from a filtered break, some atmosphere, and a little hint of sub. Let's start by setting up the project. Open a fresh Ableton Live 12 session and set the tempo somewhere in the DNB range. Around 172 BPM is a really solid starting point for old school jungle energy. Create three main tracks, one audio track for your breakbeat loop, one MIDI track for your sub bass, and one audio track for atmosphere or texture. If you want, also set up return tracks for reverb and delay. That's going to make your mix feel bigger without cluttering the arrangement. A quick teacher tip here: organize the session early. Rename the tracks something obvious like break, sub, and ATM. Put locators at bar 1, bar 9, and bar 17 so you can easily see the shape of your 16-bar intro. Keeping things clean now helps you make faster, better decisions later, especially in fast music like DNB where the energy moves quickly. Now let's get the breakbeat in place. Old school jungle is built on chopped breaks, so choose a break that already has some movement. Drag it onto your audio track and turn warp on if it isn't already. Use beats mode and try to keep the transient sounding natural. If the break is just one or two bars long, loop it and listen to the groove over and over until it locks in. If it feels stiff, don't panic. That's normal. Try nudging the loop start a little, or use the groove pool to add a touch of swing. Even a small amount of groove can make the break feel much more human and less robotic. A good beginner target is somewhere around 10 to 30% groove amount. You want the intro to breathe, not sound quantized to death. If the break is thin, you can layer in a second very quiet break or a few subtle hat hits. But keep it simple. One solid loop with smart processing usually sounds better than three drum layers fighting each other. That's especially true in jungle, where the rhythm itself is already busy and detailed. Next, shape the break so it feels like an intro, not a full drop. Add EQ 8 first. Gently high pass only if you need to clear out low rumble, somewhere around 30 to 40 Hz. If the break feels boxy or muddy, try a small cut around 250 to 500 Hz. And if the snare needs a little more crack, a small lift around 2 to 5 kHz can help. After that, add auto filter and set it to low pass. Start the cutoff somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz so the break sounds darker and more restrained at the start. Then automate that filter opening over the course of the intro. This is one of the easiest ways to make the arrangement feel like it's moving forward without adding more sounds. If you want a little extra punch, add drum bus lightly. Keep the drive modest, maybe around 5 to 15%, and use the transient control carefully. The goal is to give the break a bit of grit and weight, not crush it. In an old school DNB, intro drums often sound like they're being revealed gradually, almost like you're hearing the track through fog that slowly clears. Now let's add the sub bass hint. This is important, because a good DJ intro often teases the bass without fully showing its hand. Create a MIDI track and load operator. Choose a sine wave, keep it mono, and play a very simple note pattern. You could hold one root note for a couple of bars, then maybe add a passing note before returning to the root. For example, if your track is in F minor, you might sit on F, move briefly to E flat, then come back to F. Keep the sub quiet. You're not trying to lead the whole arrangement yet. You're just hinting that the drop has some serious low-end weight waiting behind it. Automate the volume slowly upward as the intro progresses, maybe just a few dB across the full 16 bars. Here's the mindset to keep. In DNB, the sub is often a tension tool. A quiet sub line in the intro makes the drop feel bigger, because the listener can sense the bass energy coming, even before it fully arrives. Now for atmosphere. This is where you add depth and identity. You can use a vinyl noise texture, a field recording, a rain sample, a radio hiss, or a synth pad. Anything that gives the intro a little air and mood works well, as long as it doesn't steal attention from the break. High pass the atmosphere around 150 to 300 Hz, so it stays out of the way of the low end. Then add a bit of reverb and maybe some subtle auto filter movement. If you're using a synth pad in Wavetable, keep the sound simple. Don't overdo the harmony. Jungle and old school DNB often hit harder when the atmosphere is sparse and dark. One note, one texture, One rhythm can feel much more dangerous than a lush, white pad that fills every corner. A really useful check is this. Mute the atmosphere for a second. If the intro suddenly feels empty, then the layer was doing its job. If you don't notice much difference, it may just be clutter. Now we get to the real arrangement movement, which is the blend. This is where the intro evolves in a controlled way. Think in 4-bar chapters. Bars 1 to 4 should be stripped back, filtered break, atmosphere, maybe no bass yet or just the faintest hint. Bars 5 to 8 can bring in the sub tees and a little more drum detail. Bars 9 to 12 can open the filter more and maybe add a ghost hat or a chopped break slice. Then bars 13 to 16 should feel fuller and prepare the drop with more tension. A teacher-style reminder here, use automation for forward motion instead of adding a bunch of extra sounds. Move the break filter, raise the sub very gradually, and tweak, reverb send amounts on key hits. Smooth automation curves usually sound more musical than sudden jumps. For a simple example, automate the break's low-pass filter so it opens from a darker setting at the start to a more open setting by around bar 15. Raise the sub level a little over the intro, maybe 2 to 4 dB total. And on the last snare before the drop, send a bit more signal into reverb so the transition has a sense of space and lift. Now let's add a little old school character. Jungle intros often feel alive because of small rhythmic details. You can use a chopped vocal hit, a rim shot, a tom fill, a reversed cymbal, or a short amen slice. Put these in sparingly, usually at the end of a 4-bar phrase. Maybe a stab at bar 4, a snare fill at bar 8, a reversed impact at bar 12, and a short drum fill at bar 16 leading into the drop. The key is restraint. Don't overload the intro with fills. One well-placed accent can sound way more professional than a busy pile of effects. The point is call and response. Let the break groove, then answer it with a small rhythmic gesture. Now check your low end and stereo width. This matters a lot if the track is going to be mixed by DJs. Keep the sub mono. Use utility if you need to reduce width on low-end heavy elements. Make sure your atmosphere isn't crowding the 200 to 500 Hz area where mud loves to live. And listen in mono if you can. If the intro falls apart in mono, the mix probably needs tightening. Another important point. Your intro should be readable at low volume. If you turn it down and the groove still makes sense, the bass T still feels clear, and the atmosphere still supports the mood, then the arrangement is likely balanced well. For the final bar, make the transition intentional. This is where the intro hands off to the drop. You might use a drum fill, a reverse crash, a snare roll, or a quick high-pass sweep on the atmosphere, while the drums stay solid. The final half bar or beat should feel like a breath before impact, not just more of the same. That little bit of space right before the drop can make the first hit feel huge. A couple of common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the intro too empty. Even a DJ-friendly intro still needs identity, so keep the break or atmosphere moving from the start. Second, don't bring the full bass in too early. Tease it instead. Third, don't drown the drums in reverb. DNB needs space, but the groove still has to punch. And finally, make sure something changes every 4 bars, even if it's just a filter opening or a small volume lift. No phrase movement usually means no momentum. If you want to push this further, here are a few bonus ideas. Try a subtle saturation layer on the break for grime and old character. Add ghost notes on hats or percussion for more motion. Resample the intro once it feels good, then chop it again for a more original jungle texture. And for a darker mood, keep the harmony sparse and let the rhythm do most of the talking. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 16-bar DJ intro using only stock Ableton devices. Use one breakbeat loop, one sine wave sub from operator, and one atmosphere layer. Shape the break with EQ and auto filter, automate the filter opening over time, and add one small fill at bar 8 and another at bar 16. Then listen in mono and make sure the low end stays clean. If you want an extra challenge, make 2 versions of the same intro. One version should be stripped and functional. The other should be darker and more expressive, with a little more automation and one stronger transition moment. Then compare them and ask yourself which one is easier to mix, which one feels more like jungle, and which one gives the drop more room to hit. So to recap, a strong DNB DJ intro is about function and vibe. Keep the first section mixable and steady. Use a filtered breakbeat for authentic jungle energy. Tease the sub bass without fully dropping it early. Add atmosphere for depth, but protect the low end. Automate energy in 4-bar phrases so the intro evolves naturally. And finish with a clear, intentional transition into the drop. If you get that balance right, Your intro won't just start the track. It'll feel like a proper old-school jungle invitation into the drop. Nice work, and let's keep building that vibe.